Hello, YouTubers. This is Brian1980 doing my first Let's Play of a game called Shades of Doom, which is a audio-only shooter inspired by the Doom games from the 1990s. This is developed by a little company called GMA Games up in Canada, and it's been one of my favorites for about 7 years now. So we're gonna go through the entire game, all 9 levels, and hopefully not get killed too many times in the process.
Play save game. Sound help.
This is just the main menu. Now the sound help option is for when you first start up the game for the first time. You can learn what the basic sound effects, you know, the major ones mean. I'm not gonna be doing that because, well, A, I know what they all are, and B, I'll try to explain everything.
Listen to story.
This is a recording, complete with music and sound effects, of the story that's in the manual. Now, this is version 1.2 of the game, and the story was recorded back in the 1.0 days, so the story is actually a bit outdated, but it's basically the same.
Exit game.
Just a government agent going to this high-security military research base to shut down an experiment that seems to have gone horribly wrong. Of course, they usually do. They never go right, from what I, you know. But anyway, we're going to hit enter on play game.
Use the arrow keys to select your experience level. Bring them on.
Now, get used to that voice, viewers, because you're going to hear that a lot throughout the game. Now there are 5 experience levels. This is the quote-unquote normal level, bring them on, but before that we have
It's My Turn, Daddy.
We have It's My Turn, Daddy, which is the easiest.
It's My Turn, Daddy.
I'm probably gonna use
It's My Turn, Daddy.
There we go, adjust the volume. I'm probably going to be playing on that level, It's My Turn, Daddy, simply because otherwise everything is going to be too fast-paced for me to record. And speaking of the recording, I'm doing this on my iPhone, so I apologize for any quality issues this might cause. And also, this will not be in stereo. The game is presented in stereo, and that probably won't carry through on the iPhone, I don't imagine. But I'll still try to make this as enjoyable and informative as possible. So anyway, It's My Turn, Daddy is the easiest experience level. And then above that we have
Don't Hurt Me,
which is slightly harder, but not too much.
Bring Him On
is the normal difficulty. I actually tried recording a few episodes of this LP on this experience level, but it didn't go too well. I died far too many times, I think.
So you think you've had it bad so far?
This is the intermediate level, quote-unquote. And now, basically what these experience levels affect is basically how fast monsters move, how much damage they can take, and how much damage you take. Obviously, higher difficulty levels, you take more damage from each attack, and monsters can take more damage before they die. At least I believe that is all. I know their speed is higher on higher difficulties, and I know you take more damage.
It's a good day to die.
It's a good day to die. This is the quote-unquote master. I've actually beaten the game on all 5 difficulty levels, but yeah, it wasn't exactly easy.
It's My Turn, Daddy.
So we're going to do It's My Turn, Daddy.
Would you like training mode?
No.
Now, I'm not going to enable this, but what training mode does is it stops all monsters from moving or attacking you. Now, that only applies to the first level. It will automatically be disabled once you complete level 1 and go down to level 2. But it basically gives you a chance to play with, to get familiar with walking and targeting monsters and fighting without getting mauled too badly. You can turn it off, from within the game if you want. But yeah, just keep in mind that it will automatically be disabled once you enter level 2, and it will not be available again unless you were to cheat a little bit. I don't know, well, of course, maybe they fixed that, but there used to be a quote-unquote bug in the game because you couldn't load a save game from the main menu the way you can now in this version. But in the 1.0, you could only load a save game, excuse me, a saved game from within the game. So you could select It's My Turn, Daddy, and select Yes, Enable Training Mode, and then you could load your save game from level 6 or whatever, and all the monsters on level 6 would be, they would behave as though training mode were enabled. It wouldn't carry over to the rest of the game, but you would still get a bit of an advantage. That's kind of an unfair advantage. I don't know if David Greenwood fixed that in this version. I've never tried it, because you can load saves from the main menu now.
Yes, no.
But no, I'm going to say no for training mode.
Press F1 for help.
Now that
that
pinging noise is called your night scope, and that is your targeting device. I'm going to turn it off with the S key, because battery life is limited. Now, to walk, you walk forward with the up arrow, you walk backwards with the down arrow, and you can walk continuously by pressing Shift plus either the up or down arrows. Now, when you walk forward, you have three walking speeds. You have this slow speed. Oh, shit.
Long night. Manual bolt gun.
I hate these guys. These are insane scientists. There we go. Now, how that worked is I turned my night scope on, and it was a different pinging than what you heard earlier. That noise. There was, when a monster is in range of your current weapon, you'll get a higher pitched noise, and as you turn left or right, it will either increase or decrease in pitch, and you obviously want it to increase in pitch, and then you get a really loud, well, not really loud, but definitely noticeably louder pinging that indicates that you are in optimal position to fire. And in the process of killing that guy, I accidentally took out the alarm box that you heard. And then, of course, you hit spacebar to fire your weapon. Now, to select weapons, you hit 1 through 9 on the numbers row.
Bare fist.
Bare fist is number 1.
Long knife.
Long knife is number 2.
Manual bolt gun.
That's basically just like a shotgun, probably, or a rifle. The fists are okay, but they're not great. You have to be really close to use it. And then there's the long knife, which is, I never use it because, again, you have to be very close. Now, you may have heard him go, whoa, just now.
Whoa.
Yeah, you can trip over monsters' bodies in this game. Now, you can sidestep by holding shift plus left or right. I'm going to walk forward.
Door in 5 feet.
Now, that door is off to my left. And that pinging, or that beeping, is your object locator. So we're going to turn left by hitting control plus the left arrow, because that's a 90-degree turn. So we're facing west right now.
West.
So if we turn left, which is where the door is, we'll be facing south.
West.
I wasn't quite aligned west, actually, from that fight. But if we turn left, now we'll be facing south. Because if you're facing off west or whatever, and you turn, you know, if you're facing to the right of west, and you hit control left, you'll snap to the west. If you're facing kind of northwest, you'll turn to the west first, and then you'll turn to the
south.
Now, to open the door, you hit the enter key. Ooh, we have a monster. We have a
human.
Now, to find that out, you hit control M. And then to hear how far the way, how, well, I'll explain this later, but
9 feet.
Now, to hear what monster you're dealing with, you hit control M, and then to hear how close they are to you, you hit just
white
M.
White data wafer taken. door.
And then, if you want to look around you, you can hit the D key, and it'll bring up a menu of all objects in. Now, to close a door, you hit Enter, but there is a safety mechanism built into this base that, Oh, hello, mutant human. They sound more like something I would expect to hear in, like, a Evil Dead-type movie. Ooh, there's two of them.
23 feet.
Yeah, that loud pinging means I'm in position, but if you can, if you let an enemy get closer to you, you'll use less ammo.
10 feet. 9 feet. Body armor in 7 feet.
Ooh, I'll take that.
Body armor taken. Yellow data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. Equipment door. Equipment.
Now the body armor is, just an upgraded defense thing, or it's a defensive piece of equipment. You don't have any armor when you come in. Now let's see, how much ammo do I have?
93.
Now to hear that, you press A, and it applies to the current weapon. Now, if you want to know how much health you have, you hit H.
100%.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. And now you can hear kind of a echo. That means there's a turn. In this case, it's to my left. Head down this corridor. Another left turn. Holy hell. Yeah, this game is almost totally random. Oh, I died. There we go. Get in the corridor.
44 feet. 41 feet.
You know, I could use this as an opportunity to test out one of my favorite weapons in the game, but I'll wait till it's a little more of a...
18 feet.
Ooh, perfect.
15 feet.
I'm gonna see if I can wait till he's...
10 feet. 7 feet. 6 feet.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't the best...
One.
Yeah, I'm kind of obsessive about even numbered ammo. Okay, so he wasn't carrying anything. Of course, if he was, and I was close enough, the object locator would have picked it up. And that squeak, kind of squeaky voice is your EVA. That's your Environmetric Vector Analyzer. Now, this room is off to my left again. This room basically serves no purpose except to house some equipment, as you can hear. And indeed, it is. And I forgot to mention that if you're in a room and you press X, it'll tell you how big the room is and if there's an exit and where it is in relation to you. That room we just passed, not this one, but the room we just passed that I didn't go in, is so small that it won't even register. So we're going to enter this room. Which, holy hell, we have a new enemy. More ammo. 118 ammo. Okay, so that could have been better.
Opening in equipment door. Opening in floor. To the left.
Now, that opening in the floor is a, it's basically an alternate entrance to level 2. I never use that because, well, you land in a room full of monsters and you don't really, if you've never played the game, you would have no idea where you are. Aha, there's a mutant. Now, also, I should point out that if you're playing the demo of this game, it ends after level 1. So if you fall down that hole in that room, you would end the demo right there.
North.
Now, for the longest time, I thought that thing was saying van, but it's actually a fan. I was like, why the hell would they keep a van inside a room in a military base?
20 by 30 feet. There is an exit from the room behind.
Especially in a 20 by 30 room, that would be impossible. No. Now, I should explain that basically what you're doing in what the plot of this game is, quote-unquote, there really isn't much of a plot to speak of, but what little there is deals with you shutting down a top secret, or visiting a top secret military research base to find out why all the transmissions from the facility were abruptly cut off. And you find out before the game actually opens that they were involved in some experiment that seems to have gone badly wrong, judging by the mutants you've just discovered. Now, heading north. Now, this next room, I'm going to save when we get there, because you have to be very, very careful in this room, and I'll show you why.
Bio grenades.
Yeah, I decided to cheat a little bit and show you my favorite weapon a little in advance, the bio grenade. Data wafer. Get that data wafer. Now you may have noticed when I've been walking around the item pitch, the pitch of the object locator will increase or decrease. Usually when it decreases like that, it means it's behind, the object is now behind you. Come here, you little. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. I don't got all day.
9 feet. Time to blast mine. 7 feet.
Make
it. Time to blast mine. Take it. Door equipment to the right.
Now, I mentioned that you have to be very careful in this room. When you're coming in here. And I'm going to show you why right now. Yeah. You can take out equipment by shooting it, punching it, stabbing it with a knife.
56%.
Now, I got lucky, but that piece of equipment right there is, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but, well, let me reload my save. But yeah, that machine, I don't know what it's supposed to be, if it's supposed to be like some sort of heating unit or cooling unit or what, but it, if you damage it, like if you're fighting those monsters and you accidentally damage that machine, you'll either get hurt like I did or you'll die. I don't know what the story is on those machines. There are, well, there's one other
in
the game, I will say that.
Door, in the door, the door, in the left.
Wow, there's usually monsters in this room. Now let's say you're wandering around and you've gotten lost. And you don't know if you've been somewhere before. You can hit the V key, and it'll say yes or no.
No.
We've not been here before, so we're going to go here and have a look around. Did I just hear? No. Yeah, you'll get that little beep if you hit, like, a key for a monster, and there is none. Okay, this alcove off to my right. This one, this part is kind of confusing. It's kind of... We have an object here called a message. Yeah, this area is kind of... Yeah, because that little alcove is... There's like a secret entrance in there to where you get that message. Now, the messages are clues to the very end of the game. You notice it said one yellow. Now, those data wafers that we've been picking up... And let me make sure, because... Here, I'll hit F6.
Data wafers green, one blue, zero yellow, one white, four. Data wafers not found, two.
So there's two more on this level. There's a total of 8 data wafers. And there's a set total of data wafers on every level. And you should try and find them all, because... You may need several of one color, because you need a total of 8 data wafers for the final puzzle of the game, but the combination and colors of those data wafers is totally random. And what that message is that we picked up is, like I said, it's a clue to the final puzzle.
One yellow.
One yellow. That means we're going to need, the first data wafer we're going to need is yellow. Now... Like I said, this is totally random each game, so you can't... You wouldn't be able to use this... This same sequence, more than likely, in your own game. Now, let's see. How do you access your inventory? Well, you press tab, because we have a door here, but the door is locked. And apparently, you get so frustrated that you decide to bang your head on the door. Yeah. But anyway, you hit the tab key, because we do have the means to unlock the door. We have...
Med kit. Quantity 2.
No, not the med kit.
Security chip.
The security chip.
Unlock.
Manual. Yeah, make sure your gun is out, because there is a critter in this room. Good. Because, yeah, that is the first time... that you find a mutant human carrying a gun. And that will be more common as we...
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
Ooh, semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic bolt gun. Taken. Projectile ammunition. Taken. Proximity. Biodisruptor mine. Taken. Yellow. Data wafer. Taken. White. Data wafer. Taken. Door. In 13 feet.
Hey.
West.
Okay, here we are at the elevator. This is the elevator to level 2. So, you open it and we hit enter. And we... I'm assuming we descend. I'm assuming as you go, you're progressing down through the base. But, anyway... Here we are on level 2, which we will explore in the next episode. This is Brian 1980 signing off.
Stop recording video.